You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
We never outgrow our need to be loved, but too frequently as we age, we're cut off from friends and family. Maybe the senior has outlived all of his or her relations, or maybe they're just too busy to visit. A pet can often soften the long hours of solitude and be just the impetus needed to get off that couch and get some exercise by taking the dog for a walk. But this companionship does come with a price tag that is especially difficult during these economic times and makes it impossible for an elder American to own and care for a pet. Today's guest from Purina Pet Care, Brenda Bax, and Joanne Turnbull of the Delta Society will tell us how these two organizations have teamed up to provide pets for seniors. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition, this is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Brendan, Joanne, thank you so much for being with us today. I had a chance to go on to the website, and this is just a marvelous program.
We're very proud of it. We've had this program in place for about 20 years, and it is a fantastic program.
Ooh, I'm going to sound like a real dummy then, because this has been in effect for 20 years?
So back in the mid-80s, we were doing some work in helping senior citizens with pets, and three senior citizens who were touched by this program left Purina their estates to add to the investment we could make in helping seniors get pets at a discounted rate. And we were amazed and honored because, you know, we're not a company that takes in, you know, wills or estates. So we were very honored, and we did establish a fund at the time, and we called the fund the Pets for People Fund. And that fund still is healthy today. And we supplement it and complement it, you know, to keep the base investment at a healthy level. But the entire objective of the program. We've renamed it also to be more clear. That new name is Purina Pets for Seniors. And what we do with this money is help senior citizens get a discounted adoption rate for pets they might adopt.
I have a feeling that everyone now listening to this is going, great, how can I invest in this fund? Because you sound like one of the only funds that is healthy in these economic times. So that says you're really doing a fantastic job. Brenda, can you give us an idea, typically, what does it cost? I think most people would think, I'm going to go to the shelter, I want a pet. Wow, there's all these pets that are there. They're just going to give me a pet. It's going to be pretty much free. Is that a fallacy?
Yes, it is. And the prices across the country range widely. You'll find free adoptions during certain promotions, but for the most part, the cost will be between $100 and $250. And let me explain why the agencies have to charge these fees. And they are very efficient at providing the service to this pet for the value that you get. So you get a pet who has all of their shots and who has already had spay-neuter surgery. When you get pets from other places, you can't be guaranteed that all this medical care has been given to them. So because they do this medical care, they have to basically offset the cost of some of the vet care that they've given, and that is why they have to charge what they charge. But I think what you'll find is acquiring a pet this way is probably the least expensive way that you can get a quality pet, and the pets in these adoption organizations are fantastic pets. They're very high-quality pets, and that's an important paradigm for people to change because we've worked with these organizations for decades, and it's tough to see the challenges that they have to work within. But when you go to and adopt a pet and you find that these pets are just very, many of them very well trained, they are going through a little bit of stress in their life, and what they need is just someone to love them. So the prices range. What you will find for senior citizens is usually discounts across the country, but they still may have to pay, you know, somewhere between, you know, $50 or $100 for a pet. And cats are different than dogs.
With this Pets for Seniors, are you adopting just cats and dogs? Or what if somebody said, I really want a pet, but I want a bunny?
You know, and Joanne's an expert at all the range of pets. Purina just makes dog and cat food, so this program just does apply to dogs and cats. But you'll find most shelters have other pets as well, and unfortunately we can't offer this discount for that. But I think those pets are great fits for people like senior citizens who, you know, love that comfort that pets like that give.
Joanne Turnbull of the Delta Society, if you could first tell us a little bit about what is the Delta Society and how these pets really do help seniors.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Delta Society has been around for about 30 years, and we are all about how animals improve people's health and well-being. So 30 years ago, when pets were just really thought of as just animals, there was a veterinarian and a psychologist who got together and had seen in their own practices that animals were really having a profound impact on their owners' lives. And so they decided that more research needed to be done to really validate what they were seeing in their own practices. And since the 30 years has been happening, there's been many research studies that have been conducted which show different things, such as having a pet in your home can help reduce your blood pressure, can lower your stress, can stimulate the release of endorphins, which makes you feel good. And that's especially important for seniors who may be empty nesters now and living by themselves and who have a pet in their house that they can wake up to every day, have a reason for being, have somebody to take care of, as well as getting the unconditional love back from that animal. That can really help them have a much healthier outlook on life. And also, for instance, seniors who have dogs, studies have shown that people tend to be more social if they have an animal, and they tend to get out in their neighborhood more as they're walking the dog, and they meet more people and stay more engaged within their community.
My own practice in Laguna Hills is surrounded. What used to be called Leisure World is now called Laguna Village, and it's a community of seniors, and many of my clients reside in Laguna Village. And you're exactly right, Joanne, where these little honeys, their life is now their pet. And I know that the only reason they get out and go for that walk is because, oh, my arthritis is killing me, but Fifi needs to go for a walk, and they do it. And in this singular community, they also have a cat club and a dog club. So yes, they are becoming very social with this, and they really seem to come out of their shells sometimes.
Absolutely. And it's not only seniors who have a pet themselves, but seniors, for instance, who may be living in a nursing home or a retirement center and can't take care of a pet themselves, they can also benefit from visits when people bring in their dogs or cats, and they can still have that same therapeutic benefit. So one of the programs that Delta Society has is called our Pet Partners Program, and it's many people think of it as a therapy animal program, and that's where people who have their own pet who likes to be around other people and is very sociable, they will take their dog or cat or rabbit or guinea pig in to visit seniors in different kind of nursing homes or different environments like that. And there's been some remarkable stories of, for instance, how a senior may have been moved into this new facility, this new living community, and they haven't talked for several weeks since they've been there. And then the pet partner comes and brings their dog in, and the person starts petting the dog, starts interacting with the dog, starts thinking of memories of their own animals in the past, and then they'll start communicating with the handler. And that oftentimes may be the first time that person will have talked since being in there, and it's kind of been that motivation to get them reengaged in life and in the community and accepting where they are. So the benefits are not just for people who have the pets, but also when they can be visited by pets.
I also have some clients that are Delta Society trained pet owners who do take their pets in, and they love it themselves. They say it is just so rewarding to go in to see these people. They'll go to our local hospitals, and they're going to the stroke wards and working with the animals, and then going to even to CHOC, which is Children's Hospital of Orange County, and seeing these children just come alive because, ah, I have a pet to be with. When pet therapy first started several years ago, I know there was concerns about pets going into senior communities, going into the hospitals because, oh, they had diseases that would spread. How has that really changed?
Well, that's part of our program. Is part of the Pet Partners Program, we have a workshop that the people are required to go through, and we are actually training the handler. We're training the person on how to deal with infection control procedures and how to interact safely with different populations and how to interact with people who may be in wheelchairs or have IV lines, you know, hooked up to IV lines. So it's a lot of an education process, and being able to show that this can be done in a very healthy, very safe manner. Part of the procedures is we also require that before, within 24 hours before a visit is made, the animals are always bathed and groomed and their nails trimmed, and so they are always clean and fresh as well.
And that's very important. I see quite a few therapy dogs, and oh, they always look so fluffy and so clean and very happy.
And that helps with infection control too, and making sure it's safe and healthy for the seniors who will be petting them.
Brenda, speaking of seniors, I have, again, several of my clients in the area that they live being senior citizens, and some of them are well-to-do, some of them aren't, just like our entire society. How does somebody qualify to get one of these pets for seniors? Is it all seniors, or is there a qualification process?
It's just age, so as long as you're over 60, you can apply, and there are two ways that you can access these funds. If you go to your local shelter and they're participating in our program, the shelter will automatically discount your fee at the point of adoption. But if you go to your shelter and they're not part of the program, because we have to work with shelters, and some of them choose to become really active and others can't because of limited staff or volunteers. So for those individuals, we have another way that they can get the discount. They take their adoption papers and they send it on to a Pets for People arm housed in one of the shelter organizations on the West Coast, and that organization will refund them their $50. So we give a $50 discount through this program.
I was very impressed when I went to the Purina Pets for Seniors website and put in my zip code to see which animal welfare organizations within a, I put down a 25-mile radius. There was 8. So how many of these shelters are there right now participating throughout the United States? Because this was impressive. My little area, there's 8 shelters.
Oh, that's so great to hear, Dr. Cruz. There are 225 across the country, and they're great partners of ours. And we're very proud that they do extra marketing to ensure that senior citizens know about this opportunity. So 225 across the country.
That's awesome. Joanne, a problem that I will sometimes, maybe not a problem, but a concern that I will oftentimes have when a senior comes in and they've taken excellent care of their pet and now for whatever reason the pet needs to be euthanized. And too many times they'll say, I'll never get a pet. That's it. I'm old. I just don't want to do this again. I'm afraid I'm going to outlive them. What would be your response to that?
My response is that the pet is really, it can really help them so much that there's so many health benefits to having a pet. I always encourage it. And what I would suggest doing is going and looking at a shelter and adopting an older pet. There are many great, wonderful animals that are out there in shelters that may be 7, 8, 9 years old that could really help. It's a great match for seniors. And in fact, my parents, who are in their late 70s, early 80s, just adopted a 7-year-old dog themselves because we've had the same conversation. And I will say the day that they called to tell me that they got their new dog, there was a completely different tone in their voice. It was so positive, so upbeat, so much looking towards the future versus talking about the past and, you know, how they may not be feeling good that day.
I totally agree because I'm so pleased when sometimes an adult child of one of my senior clients will all of a sudden come to the door saying, look what I got for you, Mom or Dad, I got you a new pet. And they'll sometimes come in and they're kind of grumbling, I really didn't want this pet. And you see them just sitting there loving and petting it and just getting so into this pet. And it takes maybe a half an hour before they finally decide, yes, this is a marvelous thing to have another living creature in the house with me. How many animals have you actually placed right now, Brenda, through this Pets for Seniors program?
Well, we estimate that over the years we've placed over 100,000 pets.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is a great number. And actually, though, I think the opportunity is even bigger because I believe, and this a lot of this I'm learning through our partnership with the Delta Society, that people have not yet tapped into the power of what that pet can do for their health and wellness, for themselves as well as for their family. So we are really optimistic about what will be happening over the next 5 to 10 years because holistic health is a trend and letting your pet into your life in a way that attends to your health, I think is something that is especially powerful and especially helpful as we all age into our, you know, senior years, into our prime, I'll say.
Yes, getting older is definitely a process. And I always tell people and tell myself it's not a disease, it's a process. And we can make this good.
We can make this good.
Well, you're listening to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. And my guests today are Brenda Bax. She is the brand director for Purina Pets for Seniors. And we're also chatting right now with Joanne Turnbull. She is with the Delta Society. So we'll take a short break and be right back. And then I'll have a question for Joanne as to what other kind of people, situations benefit right now from having these pets in their lives. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Joanne, I know that seniors definitely do benefit. And I personally, when I come home from just a horrid day at work and I have my two cats, Divot and Bogey, and they just jump on my lap and I start giving kitty love, and I don't need that adult beverage. You know, I find that, I can do this. What other situations do pets really play an integral part in increasing wellness?
You know, just about every person can benefit from having a pet in their life or interacting with an animal. So children, for instance, can learn to have responsibility, how to take care of somebody. They become more active. There was a study done that showed children who have pets actually tend to be more involved in sports and more active than those that don't have pets. There's also a lot of professionals are starting to incorporate pets within their own practice. So, for instance, counselors may integrate having a dog in their practice, and so when they're working with their client, having the dog be right there where the client can kind of be a little bit more relaxed, they can pet the dog, they're more willing to open up and talk, and it's more of a free-flow conversation. We also see a lot of times where an animal may have had a disability or maybe, you know, have three legs or have lived through cancer, and they can serve as wonderful inspiration for people who are dealing with similar situations. And they see, wow, if the animal can live through this and is having such a wonderful life and is so joyous, then maybe I can survive this too.
I think that's one of the reasons why children, there's a group called the Josh Society. And it's a little dog that is a golden retriever that has gone through a hospital experience. And now there's a book about the dog and a little stuffed animal to represent it. And children now are able to empathize and see, oh, gee, Josh made it through these procedures. I can also. So, yes, there's a lot of different ways. Going back to Brenda right now. Brenda, you were talking about all these various people that have adopted animals and the number of shelters throughout the United States. If somebody right now who's listening is a volunteer at a shelter, works at a shelter, and goes, boy, this sounds kind of interesting. I think I'd like to get involved. I'd like to get our Humane Society or our welfare agency involved in this. How do they qualify?
So the first thing is to just Google Purina Pets for Seniors. You'll be sent to a landing page, and there are links there for you to learn more about the program to see if it is really a fit for you. And then there's a link for you to actually register and let us know that you're interested in the program. We wish we could provide this program all across the country. We have to manage funds, so there is a waiting list. But our hope is, as you heard me say a few minutes ago, that I'm very optimistic about the next 5 years, that we'll be able to continue to grow the list. So just Google Purina Pets for Seniors, and you will find everything that you'll need.
Perfect. And we'll have that website up so somebody can go to our website, Pet Life Radio, and find all the links so they can, in case they didn't write it down, they're jogging right now with their little iPod, they can get to it later. Joanne, there are sometimes instances where I've had, in particular, a senior gentleman come into the practice and says, you know, my wife passed away and we had a dog and now the dog has passed away. I'd like to get a dog, but I really don't know what I'm supposed to do. Does the Delta Society or do the shelters do any training for the new adoptee parent?
That's not part of the program of Delta Society, but there's a lot of the different rescue organizations or shelters. They will spend a lot of time working with prospective adoptive parents on trying to match that right animal with the right person. So knowing what their knowledge level is, what their lifestyle is, how active they are, different things like that to find that right match, as well as provide contacts for local animal trainers.
And Dr. Cruz, also, some of them even require you to attend pet training classes as you take one of their pets home, because an important part of their responsibility as a pet shelter is to make sure that you get off to the right start. Returned pests is still an issue across the country, so getting them off to a right start is an important responsibility that many of these shelters and rescue groups take on themselves.
I think so many people do need to realize, you know, they'll go to the grocery store and hear somebody outside with that box of kittens or puppies and, oh, it's free, you know, what's it going to cost me? And then they don't realize the cost involved, the time involved, the training that's necessary. So I know it's a mantra of so many of us that when you adopt a pet, it's for life, their life. And thinking about it first is so terribly important. Brenda Bax of Purina's Pets for Seniors, do you have any examples, any anecdotes of some just heartwarming stories where one of these pets have gone home with a senior?
I am going to give you my own personal story, because this is a story very similar to what we'll hear from shelters. But my grandmother, Celie, lost her life partner and was devastated. And when you have lived with someone for 50 years and that companion is not there, it put her into a cycle of depression and anxiety, and she just was a very different person. So I was in college when this happened, and I remember driving home to my parents' house thinking, how can we help her? How can we help her? And then it just popped into my mind that she needs a cat. A dog wouldn't work for her with her life situation, but a cat would work. So I actually went to a shelter, got a cat, Samantha, and brought Samantha to my grandmother. Now, my grandmother grew up on a small farm, and they never had pets indoors. Their pets
they had
were
barn
well,
cats.
They had barn cats, but her cat or her pets were pretty well cared for, so they had a happy life. But she was never able to get that relationship to the level that it would be having a cat in her house. And the transformation that happened for my grandmother from the time that Samantha began to live with her, for the next decade, she was happy and healthy, and I suggest she lived 10 years longer because of the way this cat brought life back to her.
That is a great story. And I do see that myself in my own practice when clients have lost their life partner, you know, oftentimes will bring in a pet. And for whatever reason, it's so devastating. We're all crying together because this pet is their last link with a deceased life partner. It has so much significance. And when they have to let go of that, I see so much of their spirit that leaves them, and I'm just so ecstatic when they come through, you know, a week, a month, several months later with a new pet, and they're just beaming. They're just so happy.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible to see the transformation that occurs. It's like holistic medicine happening.
Joanne of the Delta Society, do you have any kind of anecdote stories that will warm our hearts?
Oh, we have so many. I'd like to share a story of one of our pet partners down in New Mexico who made a visit to a senior home, and it was an assisted living care center. And on one of their first visits, they met a lovely woman, and we'll just call her Miss M, and she was in a wheelchair, and Miss M hadn't really talked since she'd been there. She had a stroke, and she wasn't able to talk anymore. And she was just holding a little baby doll swaddled in a blanket. And when the pet partner's team came in with their little Papillon dog, she all of a sudden started looking over at the dog, showed some interest. So the nurse asked if she would like to pet the dog. And she kind of gave a very slant little yes nod of her head. And they then put the little Papillon on the lady's lap and asked if she could say her name. And the senior, Miss M, wasn't even going to try, but after a few minutes, she finally tried, and she was able to speak the dog's name and call out Star.
Wow.
And that was one of their first visits. And then they would go back and visit on a regular basis, and she always had her baby doll holding very snugly, and Star would be next to the baby doll. And over the weeks, eventually, it would just be Star on her lap, and she would give the baby doll to somebody else. And then finally got to the point where Miss M was becoming very verbal She no longer needed to have the comfort of the doll in her own arms. She was coming back to life and bearing comfort in who she was today and back engaged in life.
Yep, that'll bring a tear to everybody's eye. That is fantastic. That's what you just know can happen if people just relax and let that love of a pet just somewhat wash over them. Brenda, I was very impressed when I went to the Purina Pets for People site and saw these numbers at the top of the website of 100,000, 500,000, going, what's that? And cute little pictures and rolled the mouse over it. And that Purina has given over $100,000 in rewards to pet shelters. Is that correct?
Yeah. Wow. And I actually think we probably need to update those numbers. But, you know, we are very active all across the country with a wide range of programs. We wish we could help more. There are 10,000 organizations out there, Dr. Cruz, and they range from very large organizations to very small rescue groups. And those rescue groups are just volunteers who are keeping the pets that they want to find homes for in their own home. But the quality of pets in these organizations is just phenomenal. And so we're very interested in supporting that industry to get better at what they do and to be able to reach Americans and let them know that if you're looking for some love in your life, we have an answer.
And it's so much better when people can go to a rescue organization, go to a shelter, adopt an animal that's there. Some of the pet stores, you know, we've all heard the horror stories of the puppy mills. And yes, they're out there. Or somebody that meets a breeder in the park, in the parking lot, and you buy this little puppy and they're gone and all the diseases. What's so marvelous when you're going to a shelter, you're saving a life. So many times it seems as though the volunteers there at the shelter know about the pet's behavior. Is it going to be good with children? Is it going to be good with a senior? It doesn't like other animals, whatever it is. It's kind of a psychological profile. And the cost, you're not going to have to take out a loan on a house to adopt one of these pets. It's a deal of the century, a fantastic thing to do.
It's a fantastic thing to do, and you're so right about the staff and the volunteers. They take extra time to socialize these pets every day and learn about their personalities, and many of the organizations have fantastic tools where they match the pet with the person and the person's lifestyle, and they'll ask you if you're wanting to adopt to fill out a survey. And so they can learn about your life and be sure that you get just the right match. Do you want someone to just be on your lap all day and give you loving that way, or do you want someone who's a little more assertive and wants to be out and walked?
And I was looking, Joanne, at a little blurb that was put out by the Delta Society, a press release, talking about Beyond Limits Awards.
The Beyond Limits Awards is our awards for our volunteer pet partners, for the outstanding teams who make such tremendous impact. And we have four different categories, one for just kind of the general pet partners, another for people who are working with a rescued animal, another category is for rookies, so somebody who's been doing this just for 1 to 2 years, and our last category is for professionals, so people who are maybe nurse practitioners or counselors or teachers that are utilizing animals within their own practice. So it's a wonderful way to celebrate some of the marvelous work that people are doing. And I just had the opportunity today to contact a couple of finalists, which we haven't announced yet, and I was reading their stories before I called, and I have to admit that every person, I was in tears when I was calling them after learning all the wonderful things that they do and how they have just changed so many people's different lives through sharing the love of their pet with others.
Well, I have been very fortunate today to be speaking with Brenda Bax of Purina Pet Care and also Joanne Turnbull of the Delta Society. Both of these women have told us the magic the pets can have in a person's life, from seniors who need that comfort and the companionship to the child that needs someone they can respond to and show an unconditional love back from that pet. These two organizations, company organizations, really know that pets make a magical part of our lives. If people want more information on how either their shelter can get on the list to be part of the Pets for Seniors, if you have a senior in the family or you're a senior yourself and you want to adopt a pet, finding a pet shelter that can help you. If you have that pet that is just that most wonderful, outgoing, calm, gentle animal, cat, dog, bunny, and I've even seen birds, you can go to the Delta Society and find ways that they can become pet partners. So thank you very much for listening today to The Pet Doctor. The goal of the show is always to entertain, educate, and to motivate you to be the best pet owner you can be. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new show. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.